This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The RTD police chief is out, but it's not clear why. Joel Fitzgerald managed the transit agency's police force across 8 counties and 40 cities. He's been on leave and under investigation since July. But RTD hasn't said why he was under investigation, and it's currently unclear if Fitzgerald resigned or was fired. A CPR News investigation this summer found that he repeatedly drove his agency vehicle more than 100 miles an hour. RTD says it will announce an interim leader for its police force soon. Denver's pioneering experiment with universal basic income could come to an end. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
For nearly 2 years, about 800 people in poverty have gotten monthly cash payments, no strings attached. Diantha Williams' daughter was in the program, and she spoke about it at a rally this week.
The basic income kept us going.
But it's been funded through a mix of philanthropy and city funds, and Mayor Mike Johnston left it out of next year's budget. He says research has not shown it to be effective enough to keep funding. The supporters say it's the best way to fight poverty. Denver's city council could amend the budget to fund basic income again. Otherwise, its future is unclear. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Colorado's first fall weekend could be cool, soggy, and snowy in some areas. Plan accordingly. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.